Walker County ended fiscal year 2025 in a strong financial position. That's according to the latest audit. The county reports more than $18 million in cash on hand. That's an increase of about $9.6 million from the previous year, and no long-term debt. The audit, prepared by Rushton LLC, shows higher spending driven by road projects, a $5 million water project, and pension funding. Sales taxes remain the county's top revenue source, bringing in nearly $23 million. Auditors say the county has enough reserves to operate for about 9 months. Walker County residents will have several chances to speak directly with local leaders this spring. Chairwoman Angie Teams is hosting 4 town hall meetings beginning May 12th in Lafayette. It's followed by stops in Rossville, Rock Spring, and Lookout Mountain. Each meeting starts at 6 and will include an update on Teams' first 17 months in office, followed by questions and feedback from the public. County department heads will also be on hand to address concerns and discuss ongoing projects and future plans. Lafayette officials say recent upgrades are helping the city stay ahead of the new federal water standards tied to PFAS, also known as forever chemicals. In 2025, the city piloted a new ceramic filtration system designed to improve water clarity and help remove PFAS. Leaders say the test was successful, and now they're working with the Environmental Protection Agency to expand it. Officials say Lafayette's water meets all the current standards and is on track to meet stricter rules by 2029. They add water quality remains stable as monitoring and research continues to improve. We've got more news coming up after this. The proposed gondola project on Lookout Mountain is now on hold. The Lookout Mountain Planning Commission has postponed a public hearing that was scheduled for tomorrow to review plans from Rock City to build a gondola up the east side of the mountain. City officials say the delay comes as they wait on the results of traffic and sewer studies. The reports will determine whether local roads and infrastructure can handle a potential increase in tourism. No due date has been announced for the hearing. One felony arrest on Saturday in Walker County. 24-year-old Dakota Ray Jenkins was booked on charges of terroristic threats, battery, simple battery, family violence, and third-degree cruelty to children. You can view the complete arrest report on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 and Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.